Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Four middle school students are in custody in South Central Kansas in connection to threats made on social media on Thursday morning against Hayesville Middle School. Police officers at the school made aware of the threats around 9:30 on Thursday morning. Threats involving several students causing violence against classmates and staff members at the school. According to the district's communications director, the students were planning to bomb the school and were threatening to shoot people. And a state Supreme Court justice urging the public to not be swept up by rhetoric about the judiciary. Topeka Capital Journal reports that Justice Marla Luckert says the anti-abortion group Kansans for Life disagrees with a small number of the thousands of opinions she's been involved in while sitting on the court. Many justices are up for attention votes in November. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Call me old-fashioned, but I just don't get modern art. Time was, if you splattered paint on a canvas, it was called a drop cloth. Now, it's called genius. Well, something modern I do appreciate are the newly renovated rooms in Motel 6. Totally updated with all new everything, still for the lowest price of any national chain. It's like modern art, only it looks good and has a point. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book direct at motel6.com.
It's Toro days at the Home Depot. Ready to crank up the savings? Jump on a powerful Toro riding mower right now for a special buy of just $23.49. You'll get features like smart speed control for trimming, towing, or mowing, and a zero turning radius that turns on a dime with change to spare. Time to get moving and saving. Bring on spring with great buys during Toro days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 18th in continental U.S. only. See store for details.
A friend of the former security director of the Multi-State Lottery Association who is implicated in a jackpot-fixing scandal says she was given a winning Kansas lottery ticket worth $15,000 in 2011 as an engagement gift. Amy DeMoney testified Wednesday in a hearing for Eddie Tipton, who faces trial in July for ongoing criminal conduct and money laundering charges for games he allegedly fixed in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Separately, Tipton is appealing last year's fraud conviction related to a 2010 Iowa Hot Lotto ticket. Kansas man charged with capital murder and the shooting death of a police detective remains hospitalized. Authorities in Kansas and Missouri discuss which jurisdiction will be the first to prosecute him. Wyandotte County District Attorney Jerome Gorman said Wednesday his office hopes its charges against 28-year-old Curtis Ayers of Tonganoxie take precedence over charges filed against him in Jackson County, Missouri. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Lincoln man says he wants you to know he's not dead yet. Despite what the Social Security Administration has said, Chuck Zellers told the Lincoln Journal-Star that he's learned the sad news about his demise in March after his Social Security deposit was removed from his bank account while he and his wife were in Arizona. Zellers has spent the past few weeks going from agency to agency proving with documents that he's not dead yet. The head of a Nebraska utility has recommended shutting down the nation's smallest nuclear power plant by the end of the year, saying it doesn't make economic sense to keep it open. Tim Burke, the president and CEO of the Omaha Public Power District, told the utility's board yesterday that Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station isn't financially sustainable. The utility serves more than 310,000 customers in 13 counties in southeastern Nebraska. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You know you're in the market for a new car when... or when... and definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So, when you know you're ready for a better... Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
A Crop Quest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you can't afford to make a mistake in your farming operation. Make every operating dollar count. A Crop Quest consultant brings the knowledge you need to make the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Pomp and circumstance will fill the air this weekend as area high schools all celebrate graduation activities. On Saturday, Axtell will graduate 17 seniors at 11 a.m. Frankfort graduates 18 seniors Saturday at 1:30. Diller-O'Dell commencement is Saturday at 2 with 13 seniors. Valley Heights will graduate 26 on Saturday at 2 p.m. Centralia has 25 seniors with commencement Saturday at 4:30, and Southern High School will graduate 29 seniors Saturday at 5. Sunday, Lynn and Hanover commencement exercises are at 1 o'clock. Lynn will graduate 10, Hanover 18. Nemo Hall Central will graduate 65 Sunday at 1:30. Washington County commencement is Sunday at 2. Marysville has 61 seniors graduating, commencement Sunday at 2:30 at Marysville. Fill a bag and help feed families. Area letter carriers will collect donations of food items left at your mailbox this Saturday. All contributions will benefit local food banks and food pantries. Again, leave donations for pickup on Saturday at your mailbox for pickup by your postal carrier. Bond was to be set Tuesday in Gage County District Court for a Marysville man, Ryan Heaney-Hockey, age 32, in connection with two felony burglary charges related to items taken from storage units. He had possession in his vehicle, a checkbook box belonging to a Wymore couple, and a jewelry box and jewels belonging to a Cortland woman. The items were recovered during a vehicle search, which also turned up tools and cut padlocks. Heaney-Hockey is scheduled for release from the Omaha Correctional Facility next week after he was sentenced last November to 1 to 2 years in prison on charges of criminal impersonation and theft by deception in connection with ID and credit cards that had been reportedly taken from a Manhattan storage unit. The Marysville Farmers Market will celebrate Armed Services Day Saturday, May 21st, not Saturday, May 14th, as published in the Marysville Advocate. They'll have free rolls and coffee for service members and veterans. A flag raising and pledge of allegiance begins at 8 a.m. The correct date is Saturday, May 21st for the Armed Services Day at the Marysville Farmers Market, not Saturday, May 14th, as published. 29th Annual Senior Scholastic Recognition Night was held at Marysville High School last night. Named Class Salutatorian, Shayalta Knopf. Named Class Valedictorian, Hadley Shoddy. The two will be guest speakers at commencement exercise at Marysville High School on Sunday. Commencement is planned at Homer Hansen Stadium in the case of inclement weather. Cancellation details or postponement details as far as relocation will be posted on the school's website by 9:30 a.m. Sunday. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, pulled pork on a bun, beans, cucumbers and onions, and mandarin oranges. On Monday, sloppy joes, pasta salad, green beans, and berry bliss. Check of the school and community calendar. North Central Kansas League track meet at Clay Center this afternoon. Boys State tennis competition this weekend. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures on the mild side still for today, but turning cooler into the upcoming weekend as a cold frontal boundary looks to work through the region. Do pick up a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon. We'll have those winds becoming breezy out of the west. Then for tonight, partly cloudy conditions. And then for your Saturday, expecting dry weather, but another shot at some showers for the day on Sunday. For this weekend, those high temperatures only looking to reach into the upper 50s for the day on Saturday and looking at low 60s for highs on Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast for today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing. Chance for some afternoon showers and storms with highs in the mid-70s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, a low of 40. On your Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine in the upper 50s. Then a slight chance for rain into the day on Sunday with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high on this date, 93 in 1956. The average low, 53. The record low is 34 in 1960. Sunset this evening, 8:27. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10. Plenty of sunshine around 50 degrees with a light south wind. Barometer at 30.05 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hot meat buys during a three-day sale through Friday at Cromie's Market. Featuring 93% extra lean ground beef, $3.29 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.29 a pound. Boneless center cut pork loin roast, $1.69 a pound. Sliced bacon, $1.59 a pound. And jumbo deli hot dogs, 79 cents a pound. While supplies last through Friday at Cromie's Market in Marysville. Shop local, shop hometown, shop Cromie's Market.
Let Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville help you celebrate your graduate and the places they'll go. Say congratulations with a special frame, photo album, or keepsake book. They also have nifty ways of giving money or gift cards in fun tins, toys, and cards. If you're hosting a graduation party, make sure to check out their selection of graduation napkins and other trimmings. And graduates, check out their fun selection of mortarboard decorations. Let Reflections Hallmark help you celebrate your graduate's journey and all the places they'll go.
Ashley's new Brand Source TV and Appliance 7,000 square foot store is now open. Choose from brands like LG, Samsung, Ashley, Maytag, and Whirlpool. Huge savings like a Manna side-by-side refrigerator with ice and water in the door, only $8.99. Or a 58-inch LED HD TV, only $3.99. Save in both the new Ashley Brand Source TV and Appliance store and during Ashley Furniture Home Store's remodeling sale going on now at the only Ashley Direct store in eastern Nebraska and in Beatrice.
Keepsake moments happen every day. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you capture those moments on Saturday with their Dream Book Party. The anticipation of Christmas builds months in advance. On Saturday, Reflections Hallmark will help you complete your Dream Book wish list. Hallmark Keepsake Christmas Ornaments. From commemorating long-awaited firsts to celebrating a milestone to simply decorating in a favorite theme, nothing gets to the heart of the moments that truly matter like keepsake ornaments. Saturday at Reflections Hallmark.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank on Thursday announced farm debt in the Midwest increasing. In the first quarter of 2016, the bank says loan demand continued to rise as repayment rates continued to weaken, and almost all district bankers under the Kansas City Fed Bank reported the farm income decline. The bank released its Ag Credit Survey, which says although cash rents declined modestly, production costs have remained high and many producers reduced both capital and household spending to cut costs. Farmland values also moderated slightly and were expected to remain under pressure in the coming year. Through the first quarter, survey respondents reported three full years of increasing loan demand amid reduced profits, and bankers noted that poor cash flow to carry outstanding debt into the first quarter. Further, bankers noted that more than 18% of loans made the first quarter involved restructuring existing debt to meet short-term liquidity needs. You can find the full survey at agview.net. Well, farm groups already looking ahead to the next farm bill. Agriculture and commodity groups starting meetings regarding issues facing agriculture that the groups deem important for the next farm bill expected sometime in 2018. Now, these meetings are starting early because agriculture groups were not on the same page when the push began for what became the 2014 farm bill. Now, as you recall, that started as a rushed effort in 2011, but the process dragged into 2014. National Council of Farmer Cooperative President and CEO Chuck Connor chairing the gathering and says it's not too early to talk about how the current farm bill is functioning. Now, so far, the meetings have been mostly educational, but have focused on cotton and dairy farmers who are increasingly operating with little or no safety net right now. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. New locks modernization funding is moving again in Congress after overcoming a key obstacle in the Senate. The Energy and Water Development Spending Bill easily cleared a stubborn legislative hurdle on Iran before heading to a final Senate vote and likely negotiation with the House on the House's version of the bill. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky stressed the importance of the bill.
It will support commerce, public safety, waterways infrastructure, energy innovation, and our nuclear deterrence posture.
Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Calhoun says the bill is key to advancing Upper Mississippi River locks modernization, which still hinges on decisions by the Army Corps of Engineers.
They received a very healthy $126.5 million, and those funds are to be allocated by the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Joellen Darcy. Waterways Council has long requested that $10 million be dedicated to PED funding, that's pre-construction engineering design, for that NESP program, which is the Navigation Ecosystem Sustainability Program for the Upper Miss and Illinois Waterway.
The bill includes $6 million, that's $1 billion, for Army Corps Civil Works, including locks and building maintenance, restoring a 23% cut the White House proposed, and ensuring full trust fund use for locks work. The Senate bill would prevent trust fund capital projects from being deauthorized if they fail to get funding for several years. That would keep projects alive that have otherwise been derailed. And ranking Democrats on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has shared the language of her GMO labeling bill with Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, who says her staff now has briefed groups on both sides of the aisle. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
U.S. Custom Harvesters is an association of the professional custom harvesters serving the needs of the American farmer. U.S. Custom Harvesters is a dues-funded, nonprofit membership organization primarily consisting of individual grain and forage harvesters, as well as related businesses like equipment manufacturers, implement dealers, insurance companies, and farm-related businesses. U.S. Custom Harvesters, we harvest the crops that feed the world. Become a member of our Kansas-based organization today by visiting www.uschi.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with top competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Some people are fighting the rights of farmers to farm the way they want. The latest battleground is Oklahoma. I'll tell you what's going on in the Sooner State after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
All eyes are on Oklahoma. That's how one man involved in the battle over Oklahoma's right to farm amendment sees it. This November, voters will decide whether Oklahoma's agriculture is a vital economic sector that has to be safeguarded by the state constitution. For advocates, it's all about protecting a fundamental right of Americans to farm their land. For opponents, it's about big business, pollution, and puppy mills. Joe Maxwell is political director for the Humane Society Legislative Fund, which is fighting the proposal. He says if we win here and defeat it, we could throw cold water on a very hot fire and influence what's going on in other states. The language in Oklahoma's proposed amendment may seem innocuous and tug at America's rural heartstrings, but critics like Maxwell contend it is a Trojan horse for agriculture companies and could lead to environmental devastation. By placing a right to farm in the state constitution, critics say it could supersede state rules on items like pesticides, pollution, and the treatment of livestock, letting big industrialized farms sow destruction and trample smaller family farms that cannot compete with them. Opponents also fear the measure could allow puppy mills and cockfighting to operate unchecked because those enterprises could claim that they are existing agriculture ventures that are protected by the amendment. Supporters say that's all nonsense and counter that the proposal called State Question 777 would protect farmers from burdensome regulations and frivolous lawsuits, creating a healthy environment for investment in agriculture. Michael Kelsey is executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. He supports the measure, and he says agriculture deserves extra protection so our farmers and ranchers can continue to produce affordable, abundant food. Critics argue that Oklahoma's proposal would go even further, barring lawmakers from enacting any measure that hurts the rights of farmers and ranchers without first demonstrating a compelling state interest to do so. But the organization Protect Oklahoma Family Farmers, one of the leading supporters of this amendment, said the measure would in no way hand farmers a blank check. Michael Kelsey of the Cattlemen's Association says we can live without electricity, we can live without gasoline, but no one can live without food. Because of this, we feel agriculture deserves extra protection. Back after this.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
7:31 from KNDY, 50 with sunshine. Clouds building today. Chance for showers. Mid-70s on the high side, then cooler temps for the weekend. Near 60 Saturday, just topping 60 Sunday.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. In Royals baseball, Chase Headley, Starlin Castro, and D.D. Gregarious hit home runs early, and the New York Yankees beat Kansas City 7-3 last night, sending the World Series champion Royals to their 12th loss in 16 games. Kansas City dropped 3 of 4 at Yankee Stadium. Before the game, manager Ned Yost insisted he wasn't worried about his team, saying, "It's a group that does not panic." Nathan Eovaldi worked around 8 hits in 5 innings and overcame getting struck on the leg by Lorenzo Cain's hard one-hopper at the outset. Alex Gordon hit a solo home run and an RBI single for Kansas City. The Royals out-hit the Yankees 9-7. Castro homered in the first and then Headley connected in the second for his first extra base hit this season. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. So we're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox now own a 5-game winning streak in which they have outscored their opponents 56-16. Their latest rout was against Houston, and they won that 11-1. The Orioles stormed back from a 5-1 deficit to beat Detroit 7-5. The Los Angeles Dodgers blanked the New York Mets 5-0 to gain a split of the 4-game series. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 7-4. And in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder are now in the NBA's Western Conference Finals for the fourth time in 6 years after disposing of the San Antonio Spurs 30-12. Kevin Durant poured in 37 points and grabbed 9 rebounds as the Thunder took Game 6 of their conference semifinal series. Russell Westbrook had 28 points and 12 assists for the Thunder, who led by 24 at halftime after outscoring the Spurs 30-12 in the second quarter. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Local sports notes. Marysville High's Jake Hill and Maverick Oldie compete in the Class 3-2-1A state tennis tournament this weekend. They will compete in doubles competition. Regional girls softball and boys baseball play opens Monday. The Marysville girls softball team is number 3 seed and will face number 6 Nemaha Central at Silver Lake Monday at 2 p.m. With a win, Marysville would advance to play again on Tuesday. The Marysville High baseball team is the number 4 seed and will face number 5 seed Beloit at Minneapolis Monday at 3 p.m. With a win, Marysville would advance to play again on Wednesday. Our KNDY Sports Booster Club scholarship winner announced last night, selected by our Sports Booster Club sponsors, Aubrey Peschel of Marysville High School.
A salute to the class of 2016 and the graduates of Washington County High School from United Bank and Trust, Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, and Citizens National Bank Greenlee. Commencement exercises Sunday at 2 in the Washington County High School Gymnasium. Seniors include Jason Geffert, Neil Haler, Courtney Beckmeyer, Audrey LeCure, William Evans Jr., Braden Hubbard, Courtney Moore, Hunter Johnson, Scott Romeiser, Taylor Goodwin, Eli Cheatham, Trey Budenbach, Braden Eden, Rebecca Zach, Nathan Welch, Mandy Aller-Holligan, and Cole Thompson. A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2016 from Washington County High School, from Citizens National Bank Greenleaf, Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, and United Bank and Trust.